Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
How fun today on Kingdom Pursuits. I'm very, very excited because I get to host a couple of friends and a new friend. So we've got with us today, very special, we have Amy Cabo and her husband, Boris Nikoloff. She is the host of the Cure Radio Show every Saturday right here in about an hour at 1 p.m. Amy is also the author of the book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's kind of cool. They're coming via Comrex. So you guys are in Miami, right?
Yes, we're in Miami.
So she sounds just like she's in the studio because that's a pretty neat setup that she has down there to host her show, which again is coming on in a shower in an hour. And Boris, you're with us too?
Yes, thank you for having us, Robbie.
Oh, we're excited. And wait till you hear who my guest is with you guys.
Yeah?
Nice.
So, well, first I should tell you, Amy has an amazing story about how God is the cure. And she went through lots of abuse. Maybe I'll let you share just a minute of kind of what led you to end up with a radio show, Amy.
Sure. I had a lifetime of abuse. I think I suffered something continuously for about 25 years since I can remember, since I was 7 years old. And it entailed sexual abuse and physical abuse and emotional abuse and various rapes and custody battles and domestic abuse and poverty and addiction. And my daughter almost got killed. So throughout all those many years and all the experiences that I had, I always believed that I can pray and God would help me. I had no other choice. I had to have faith. I had no one in the world. And God has always been a focal point in my life, and he has always been there for me, even though I faltered and I failed, and there was a time I was ashamed to even pray. And in my book, I do show that I am honest about who I am and what I've been through. And that's how it started. I wrote my book, and my husband got me an interview. And he says, well, you can help a lot of people with this book, but now you can help people with this interview. And then there was another interview. And then one time he said, oh, let's go to this interview. But the radio host didn't show up. And surprise, it's me and you. And that's how he sneaked me in there.
Boris, you old trickster.
just a little bit.
That's amazing. Well, and Boris, you're actually from what country in Eastern Europe?
Bulgaria.
He is from Bulgaria, which is very, this is the reason why I think you're going to love who we've got on with you guys. Yep. We have Lena, and I'm going to attempt her last name, but I'm sure I'm going to murder it, Lena. It's Abskaruspa?
Not really. Let me try.
Okay, go ahead.
So my name is Liana Abskarupsha.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
It's Liana. I wish
Liana.
I
mm-hmm.
That is,
Liana. Isn't it
Liana.
Beautiful? And you're from Latvia.
That's right.
Nice.
I said that right anyway. And her book, Advent to an Epiphany, Engaging the Heart of Christmas. So we're so excited to hear about that, Liana. And interestingly, I don't have any idea because I'm not from that area. How far is Latvia from Bulgaria?
Well, I guess you could get there in 2 days.
So, still
by
sort
far.
Of in the same neck of the woods, kind of?
Yes.
Eastern yes. European.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and so, did you grow up in Latvia as well?
I did, yes.
And so, and Boris, you grew up in Bulgaria?
Yes, until 1998.
Is when you came. And then, you know what I think is so neat, Amy? I really do. Is that in the midst of your prayers, you know, having gotten to know Boris over the last few months, what an amazing man he is, and that God would connect you to, because he really did have some cure in mind for a lot of folks through your ministry.
I do believe that my husband's a blessing, that God blessed me greatly. In fact, I don't even realize how he could bless me so much or how he can bless me anymore. And it's wonderful that I can come up with the ideas, but he makes it happen. He's the guy that gets it going. And I think together we make, as a partner, we make the perfect team.
Oh, yes, you do. Well, you know, part of Kingdom Pursuits, for you guys who have never heard us before, is we have to do Robbie's riddle. So, speaking of the cure, right? My brother is a real ham. I'll tell you, when he walked out of the hospital, he said, "I'm cured." I got Keith shaking his head on that one. In fact, I just heard recently that the research into a cure for measles is both spotty and measly. So there you go. I got a little laugh out of Leanna there. And you may have heard this one. The manicurist went back to college to become a veterinarian. Why not? I mean, you make a lot more money, but she was great at giving a pet a cure. Okay, there you go. Funny. So you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I actually have a riddle, and it's kind of a neat one today. So I'm looking forward to you calling in at 866-348-7884 with your chance to win by answering, who in the Bible was the only one who could cure a cure as a spitting image of his father? Who was the only person in the Bible who could cure as a spitting image, think about it, of his father? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. And if you do, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today's prize is 4 tickets to see Winston Salem Dash take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on June 25th.
The Winston-Salem Dash and the Pelicans. So, you know, that sounds like a fascinating game, and all you have to do is call in to win. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, Leanna, we didn't get a chance to talk at all about your book yet, just a little bit about Latvia. So, share a little bit about how you came to author that book.
Actually, I have 2 books written. The one you mentioned, Advent to Epiphany, Engaging the Heart of Christmas, and the second one is God's Love Affair, the Heart of Lent. Well, how I came to write it, the story started a few years ago. I was going through a very hard time, and I was ended up in a church in Denver. I didn't know anything about the church. I just visited the neighborhood and entered the service, and during the worship, the pastor came down, and she lifted my chin, and she said, "Sharpen your pencil. God wants you to write." So, I know. So, a prophetic word was given about 10 years ago. And so, for the longest time, I didn't know what to write. And then my good friend, Jacqueline Halsey, she came to see me for Christmas. And every morning we would have a time of prayer where we would use the St. Ignatius prayer method, which is in-depth meditation and prayer of the scriptures. Nice. And so you really listen to the word deeply and meditate on the word. And then when she left, we prayed in the same way every Sunday for half an hour. And then at some point I heard God saying to me, "I want you to invite others in your prayer circle." And I said, "How?" And he said, "Write." So really the 2 books are in our expression, invitation into the same contemplation and prayer of scriptures. So it's an interactive devotional where you really take people through the senses into scriptural scene.
Wow, I hate to go to a break on that note, Lena, but when we come back, We're going to find out more. And that sounds amazing. I mean, that God led you through all that. But you can still call in and win by answering our riddle. We would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win when we come back. So much more. Amy, Boris, and Leanna.
Yes.
Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And wow, what a couple of stories we have for you to do. Well, actually several situations where God's taken passion and used it to build the kingdom. We have Amy Cabo and Boris Nikoloff. They are the hosts of the Cure Radio Show, comes on every Saturday right here at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. And her book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. And then we have Leanna. I'm not gonna try your last name, but it's really long and it starts with an A. And she is the author of Advent to Epiphany, Engaging in the Heart of Christmas. And as I was listening to Leanna, Amy, I was thinking, often when I hear your show, you talk at length about that type of prayer.
Well, yes, I believe we all have our ways, but I like to dedicate at least 30 minutes to start my day. I pray a rosary, and I try to, I don't really read the Bible. I couldn't understand it. I even bought the contemporary Bible, and I still don't understand it. So I did the app thing. I got the Go Tandem, and it gives me a Bible verse every day. And that's the things I'm doing. Just do a little bit of reading. Sometimes after my rosary, there's some spiritual songs and some uplifting things that I like to repost. And that usually helps me throughout the day. And I find it a lot easier. And furthermore, having prayed every day, I realized that my eyes are opened. I appreciate things more. You just take a different outlook on life. And I just believe everything that's good, all your good feelings and all your good behavior and all your good acts and your happy moments, I credit that to God. And then when things go wrong and things are tough and things are hard, I think that comes from the devil, which I call pickpocket, because he steals people's souls.
No, he is a thief, yeah.
Yeah, and I got that from a saint. It's funny. But, yeah, and I think that comes from him. And what God does, he just makes the best out of it. He gives you a way out. He turns a tragedy into a blessing. And all you have to do is trust him. And one way that I learned to trust him was through prayer.
Yeah, that connection to Christ that comes, you know, with that. And Leanna, as I was thinking or listening to what you're talking about, can you give us a little more detail on how you actually do that? Which it's kind of interesting to me that what God asked you to do was create a giant prayer circle of all your readers. Am I right?
That's right. That's right. Yes.
And so, as they begin to read, how did you share the concept?
The format.
Right.
Yeah. So the format of each devotional in my books is. It's written in the form of letters, each devotional, first of all. So it's very personal. And so there is introduction, and then there is preparing people for prayer time. Because many times we come from very distracting, you know, circumstances, and our thoughts are everywhere. So it's really bringing people into their heart, centering down. Then there is a prayer, and then there is a story of the day, the scripture passage. And after that, there is entering the scene where you really use all your senses to become part of the scene. So there is a way I make people part of the scene, of the scriptural scene. And then there is a going deeper part where the deeper message is discovered from the scriptures for you. And then there is another prayer, and then I ask for people's response, your response. Giving them questions and reflections that they really can work with a text and answer for themselves what it means to them. So that's the format for each devotional.
Wow. And so, yeah, I can see, you know, just for me personally, one of the original things that really grasped my heart, or the way Christ did that, was I went to a sermon when I was nowhere close to being a Christian. I couldn't have been more of a car salesman and a heathen than I was.
Uh-huh.
And this pastor gave this sermon on prayer, and he said, you know, if God is really God, all your many words don't necessarily, aren't necessary. That, you know, he already knows kind of what's going on inside of you. You need to be listening. You got two ears and one mouth, and you need to be listening for what he has for you. And then he gave us a similar meditation to what you just described, Leanna, where we're sitting there and it's all about the senses, learning to smell and feel and touch and getting in the moment. Right. Because like you said, if we're not there in the current situation, we can't pray. And so being able to hear from him, and it's what you just described, him asking you to create this prayer circle. And Amy, in your own way, you do that through your radio show. And Boris, I was curious about your version of how you do that.
Well, that's a very good question. I guess I'm not so devoted, but Amy actually turned me to God. I was turning atheist in Bulgaria. It was forbidden to go to church. But actually, Amy showed me the way.
It's almost as if God knew I needed him and he needed me.
Yeah, well, I was the same, Boris. I was completely that way with my wife. In fact, the only reason I went to that church was my wife told me if I wanted to marry her, I had to attend church.
There you go.
And so, you know, I went, I heard this sermon on prayer, and then the next thing I know, I started to apply it because I could tell that I needed something, that I was slowly lacking in that. And so what was that like in Latvia when you were growing up, Lena? Were they doing the same thing with atheism?
Yes. Well, yeah, faith is persecuted. And definitely, yes. And so I have lots of, you know, story and experience around it, growing up in Latvia under the Soviet occupation. And actually, my family and I, we opened a church first in my bedroom and then in our garden, in our garage. So it was, in the beginning, it was a really dangerous situation. So the church is still there in our garage after all these 30 more years plus. But yes, I grew up under that, you know, persecution of faith. At the beginning of our church, it's very interesting. We had a friend in our village who committed suicide. And then one of the underground pastors came and gave the funeral. And he said, for those who want to learn about scriptures and prayer, why don't we gather at the man's house who passed away? And most people from the funeral came. And then he wanted to do a worship service. And the family was afraid. And the Holy Spirit gave great courage to my mom. And she invited everybody to our house. And so we remodeled my bedroom into the worship space. And later on, our garage in the church. So people have been coming to our house for all these years.
Wow. Wow. And so, Boris, as you were growing up there, did you ever encounter a Christian? And what were your thoughts about that?
Well, it is very funny. My grandmother, actually, has always been a Christian. And she's always been trying to teach us. And maybe we were kind of resisting because it was definitely persecuted. You can go to jail if you go to church. I don't even know why they had a couple of churches open, but you know, you can't really go. So it was becoming more available after, you know, the Iron Wall.
Yeah. So Amy, how did you you just met Boris and then did you start working on him or what happened?
I think the Holy Spirit started working on him, but I think that what influenced him the most is how he saw God change my life, where I came from a long way. I remember the very, very dark days and how challenging they were and what a saint my husband is for having dealt with it and loved me unconditionally and been patient and still believed in me and had hope. And there was many reasons for him not to have hope. And he sees how God has worked with me, how God can make a difference, how God, it's just gives you a peace of mind because challenges still happen, problems still happen, frustrations still happen, and disappointment in others and in yourself will still happen. But I promise you, it's you can deal with it easier with God in your life. Because with God in your life, it is true that there's nothing that you will go through that you and him cannot handle. But if you don't have God in your life, you leave yourself open to the devil, you can fall into depression, you might attempt suicide. Trust me, I've been there.
And also, I don't know if you know, Robbie, my actually granddaughter is a saint. So, Neofidrilski. I mean, grandfather. It's the daughter of Jesus.
You're not that old.
I was like, hey, you know, wow, that's really amazing.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay. Or so, your grandfather. So, he was actually, so you're guessing my blood, too. He was
a monk. So what was his name?
Neofidrilski. He's actually one of the pillars of the Christian community that withstand the Turkish and withstand maintaining the Christianity.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, because he tells me that Turkey had Bulgaria occupied.
Right, for 500 years. And trying to turn everybody into Muslim.
Yeah.
And so what an interesting culture. So Amy, your family's from Cuba, am I right?
Yes, they're from Cuba. Both my parents are from Cuba. I was born in Miami, consequence to Fidel.
And so she still thinks she's a Cuban.
Well, my theory is that it's in my blood. If I'm a German Shepherd and I'm born in China, I'm still a German Shepherd.
Well, Liana is someone from Latvia. I'm curious in your we got to come to a break. When we come back, I really want to get into more of their stories. What Amy's been through is really mind-boggling to me, the amount of suffering, and when you hear the joy in her spirit, it just blows me away. As well as Leanne, I'm really interested in more of her prayer thing and creating a larger circle. So we got so much more coming up, and not to mention, you could call and win. All you got to tell is, who is the spitting image guy? Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we have some more poster children for that concept. We have Amy Cabo and Boris Nikoloff with the Cure Radio Show, which again comes on every Saturday right here at 1 o'clock. So only have about an hour more to wait, and you get to listen to her show today, which will be live from Miami. And she is also the author of an amazing book. It's called Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. We're going to get more into Amy's story in a minute. But we also have with us Leanna. Go ahead and say it for us. There you go. And she is the author of Advent to Epiphany, Engaging the Heart of Christmas. And as I looked at your information, there's two things that jump out at me that we haven't had a chance to talk about. Number one, it described you as having healing experiences through this type of prayer. And the other thing being that house has a tremendous history, that it actually was used to help save Jews during World War II.
That's right, too. Yeah, that's right. Well, the house, yes, the house is a little tiny house in the country, and it has always had a healing history connected with it. So throughout the war, the lady who lived there, she would open the house up for the people who are coming through, and many times women would deliver babies from both sides, from German side, from Russian side. Whoever was pregnant in labor, she would help them to deliver the babies as they were coming through. And then also, she did hide some Jews in the house. And then later, when my father established a family, my mom is in the medical field, so we always would take in sick people for curing, or also when they were dying, nurturing them through that process. And then God used it to open also a church, and my vision for that place is to open a retreat center there. So I'm in the process of raising funds to open a retreat center that would be for emotional, spiritual healing for people to do retreats. So I want to continue the healing mission that this place has had since the beginning.
So interestingly, that you know, your ministry is kind of love is the answer, God is the cure.
That's right.
Nice.
So I couldn't help but note that. I was just like, whoa. Uh-huh. I mean, what an amazing thing. But I'm wondering if there's one particular cure that you've seen that would just blow my mind. You know, one that you just like, oh, God, that is so beautiful that I got to see that, that I got to see that happen in front of my eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is lots of physical cures I have seen happen. One story also I describe in my book of a suite. We took in a man who was alone, and he was living in so bad conditions that the rats were eating his toes, basically.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't take care of himself, and he had a liver disease. And so he came to our house, and we took care of him, you know, the last days. And one day I was sleeping, taking a nap, and God awoke me from the nap, and he said, go and talk to him. And so I went in his room, and I just asked plainly, you know, are you afraid of dying? And we talked about what that means and where he is going and what faith in Christ does for him. And we had this most beautiful conversation where his heart was accepting of Jesus. And then I took him to the bathroom, and I was just holding him under his underpits and trying to walk with him. And when we came back, he says, I need to rest. So we both sat on the floor. And at that moment, I realized he was dying in my arm. So he died in my arm.
Wow.
After that conversation. And then, you know, we took care of him and so on. And the next night, he came in a dream to my mom, and he said, oh, thank you so much. I'm doing so well. And by the way, the socks you put on, because I didn't have shoes, feel great.
That's, you know, yeah, so, I would imagine after, you know, I can't help but think of Lazarus, you know, where the dogs were licking his sores. And
that's right.
And
yes.
So now he's in heaven. And wow, in Abraham's bosom as a result of what a story. And Amy, your own story, I know. Could you share with our listeners a little bit of the depth of the misery that you really endured?
Well, for anybody that's reading my book, at least I've been told that they feel a little frustrated, like, will bad things ever stop happening? It was one thing after the other consecutively, yes. And my earliest memory was when I was 7 years old. It was sexual abuse by my stepfather, and that continued till I was 15. But starting my adolescence, my mother would beat me, and she was also emotionally abusive. At 15, I became an orphan and went through some foster homes where I also got abused. And then I ran away. I was in the Miami Bridge, but then when I started working, I met the manager of where I was working, and he ended up being the father of my first child, but he was abusive. And I lost the first child because he was beating me. And when I left to rescue the second child, the second pregnancy, I went through 14 years of custody battles. But within those times, you know, it's when you're in a place, in a dark place where you don't know where you're at, you can easily fall astray. And I always had a very strong faith because Jesus came in my dream when I was 7, and he told me I could come to him. And my daughter, when she was 3, reminded me to come to him. But, I mean, even the saints get tempted. So it's a constant struggle, just like the yin-yang, light and dark, good against evil, and you kind of have to choose a side. But I'll tell you what, when you choose God, you're a happy heart. I heard contentment in the commercial. And a happy heart is a grateful heart. And I learned that 3 things to be grateful for is to be grateful for what you have, to be grateful for who you are, and to be grateful for where you're at. Furthermore, believe it or not, I'm grateful for all the suffering I've endured because I can help others because of it. I'm more understanding. I've learned from it. I've become more compassionate. And if I hadn't gone through all that I went through, there's no way I would be able to host a radio show or to write a book, or to tell someone, you're not alone, I understand, and yes, you can make it. You don't have to believe the lies that the devil puts into your head. You don't have to believe the negativity. We're made in Christ's image. We're supposed to be wonderful and great. Let's go for that.
Oh, yeah. You know what's fascinating to me, Amy, is that the show I just did on the Christian Car Guy show, we were talking about the verse in Colossians where Paul was talking about rejoicing in his sufferings because essentially he's filling up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ in the church. And it was just a really surprising verse when I started studying this week. And I had a caller call in, and she related almost exactly what you just said, which was that when we go through suffering, that it's kind of what it says in 2 Corinthians, you know, the God of all comfort will comfort us, that we could comfort others with the comfort that he gave us. And so had you not gone through all that phenomenal suffering, you wouldn't be able to comfort people at the level that you can with your radio show and with your book.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for teaching us about the scriptures, because it's wonderful. I really think that God is a great thing. He's been a great thing in our lives. And I wouldn't know what to do without him. And I thought, well, you know, if God suffered, why can't we? What makes us better than him? So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt that we share in that. And Lena, as I hear your story, I hear similarly. So we just have one segment left, and it's a short one. So if you want to call in and win today these Dash tickets, you've got to come clean. Who in the Bible was the only one who could cure as a spitting image of his father? Come on now, this one isn't hard. You could go to the Dash game. 866-348-7884. I see we have a caller right now. He may win while during the break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so blessed today to have with us Amy Cabo and Boris Nikoloff with the Cure Radio Show, which comes to you live right here on the Truth Network every Saturday right here at 1 p.m. And her book, she's the author of Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. And I would point out that that is an amazing, amazing radio show. They have guests quite often that are examples of that 2 Corinthians verse, that they've really been through some stuff, and Amy walks with them on how God has been the cure in their life. And of course, she always welcomes your calls as well. And you know, it's the callers that make the show so much fun, I can assure you. Then we also have Leanna, and I'm not even going to try, but her last name is wonderful. And when she says it, it just melts right off her. Go ahead, Leanna. Say it for us again. Oh, I guess I better put your phone off hold.
Yes.
It's Oh, wow. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you love to hear that? I mean, it's just amazing. Advent to Advent. I want to say Advent, but it's Advent to Epiphany. And what a neat, neat book and a neat idea to join her prayer circle, engaging in the heart of Christmas. And if you just heard her story, if you need to go back and get the podcast, if you didn't just hear her story. So you can get that at kingdompursuits.com. Just get the podcast and listen to that story. That is, just blew me away. It made my day, actually. I'll be thinking about that one for a long time. But she has an amazing, amazing prayer ministry that I can see. But right now, we have Carl is calling in Winston-Salem, who has an answer to who in the Bible was the only one who could cure as the spitting image of his father. Carl, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
I am wonderful.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Who was it?
I had to go with Jesus.
you can never, that is the Sunday school answer, Carl. You can never miss by saying Jesus. But in this case, you're exactly right. He was the one that spit in the mud and cured the young man's eyes and all that stuff. So that's really cool. Thank you for winning. And enjoy the game.
All right, thanks.
I'm
enjoying the show, too.
Thank you. God bless. All right. Well, somehow I managed to cut Leanna off, but, you know, getting back to, and we'll get back to her in a minute because we just have a few minutes left in the show. But, Boris, I feel like, you know, your spirit is one of the most amazing I have come across. Just completely up front, and I always sense just a joy that's unbelievable. And you, too, grew up in difficult circumstances. So how did you process that when you didn't have God?
That's an interesting question. I haven't suffered so much, Robbie. I can't complain.
Patience.
Patience, I guess. Well, God just gives you extra features, let's put it that way. Like if you have like a more complex life, I guess. I don't know. But it's good to have God in your life. You feel more content, more accomplished.
Well,
He provides.
I certainly love the joy that I always hear in your voice. And it seems like He's always having a good time, which that's got to be good to be around, isn't it,
yeah,
Amy?
Absolutely.
Yes. He's a joy to be around. And the funny thing is, He's super funny. And so is my son. And it's just a happy, joyful home. We're always laughing. And I don't know. I have to tell you, God can really, if you have God in your life, He can turn your life around like you wouldn't believe. And I'm forever grateful.
Me too. And me too for the connection. And Leanna, getting back to you, tell us about your second book. We heard about Advent to an Epiphany. What was the second one again?
So the second one is God's Love Affair, The Heart of Lent. So the first book is for the season of Advent, for the season of Christmas, and the second one is for the season of Lent and Easter. So it's God's Love Affair, The Heart of Lent. So they are both written in the same style. They are both interactive devotionals.
And so I'm guessing the one for the season of Lent has pictures leading up to the Passion, so to speak?
That's right. Yes, yes, yes. It's a 40-day devotional.
And so, you know, interestingly, my boss, Stu Epperson, wrote a book, The First Words of Jesus and The Last Words of Jesus. The Last Words of Jesus being, of course, what we just described of in Lent, and the first one being the Advent. Those are two fascinating, you know, when I think about the meditation into those two, do you find they kind of definitely come together?
I think they do. I mean, it's like a both. I mean, it's like a bookend, you know. It's kind of a bookend to, you know, Jesus' presence and ministry on this earth, you know. So that's kind of how they feel.
Yeah, because he came in order to suffer.
Right.
You know, I think that's, I'm going to have to go out and get these books. Again, Engaging the Heart of Christmas and a Love Affair. But you can find out more about Leanna. If you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can click on that link. You can find out more about Love is the Answer, God is the Cure at kingdompursuits.com. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you being with us today. It was wonderful.
Thank you
for having us.
God bless. And now stay tuned.
Thank you.
Got so much truth coming at you. Don't forget, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, coming up at 1 o'clock. Right now, stay tuned for Encouraging Prayer with Pastor James Bass.